Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. 54 years after being raised as a protest of the civil rights movement, the Confederate flag no longer flies over the state capitol in South Carolina. Let's tap into American sentiment on this issue with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, has Gallup done new polling since 9 black churchgoers were murdered at Charleston's Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church June 17th?
We have. We were in the field just a few days ago, actually updating a question about the Confederate flag that we had first asked in 1992, and then we had asked it again when this was a controversy back in 2000. Interestingly, nationally, very little change since 2000. 47% of Americans say it is all right for Southern states to display the Confederate flag, and 46% say it is not. That's basically where we were back in 2000. But, and this is the important point, what's happened is we've had an increasing political polarization. Republicans have actually become more likely since 2000 to say, yes, it is okay to display the Confederate flag. Democrats have become less likely to say that. So we've had this split, this gap, so to speak, between the two parties, and that keeps the national average, however, about where it is. So the bottom line is Americans split, even today, on whether or not the Confederate flag should be displayed.
Though let's note that in South Carolina, it is Republican Governor Nikki Haley who was very much in the vanguard of the effort to have that flag removed.
That's right. And of course, we don't have just South Carolina Republicans in our sample. We can't break it out that finely. But when you look at Republicans nationwide, two-thirds say it is all right for Southern states to display the flag. I should point out that there are big, naturally enough, racial differences. 73% of African Americans that we interviewed said that the Southern states should not display the flag, and that compares to 41% of whites nationally.
Some might be surprised, myself included, that it's only 73% of African Americans who feel the flag shouldn't fly.
We ask another question which sheds a little light on this. Do you view the Confederate flag as a symbol of Southern pride or as a symbol of racism? And we had asked that question previously. We just updated it. Overall, we still have a 20-point gap in terms of Americans saying it is a symbol of Southern pride rather than racism, 54% to 34%. And in answer to your question about African Americans' views, 19% of blacks nationwide will say it is a symbol of Southern pride for states to fly it, but we have 69% of blacks nationwide who say it is a symbol of racism.
Does Gallup also do a breakout by age or region?
We do by region. There are not a lot of differences by age, except the ones we would predict because of the underlying political differences. Region, the South really doesn't stand out that much. 41% of residents in the South say that Southern states should not display the flag. And again, that compares to 46% nationally, so it's a little below the national average, but it is by no means this huge, Confederate versus Union kind of gulf that we might have anticipated. 49% of those in the East say that the Southern states should stop, 50% in the West, and in the Midwest, it's about 47%. So the South's a little less likely to say it shouldn't be displayed, but it's not a huge gulf.
Frank, we're now some 2 weeks out from the U.S. Supreme Court decision reaffirming the legality of the Affordable Care Act. And I know Gallup has been polling on this matter since the act was enacted. Have those attitudes changed?
We're seeing a little movement. That's absolutely right. We had a time last fall in the midterm election, the environment of the midterm elections in 2014, where the Republicans did well, where we had a 12-point gap, unfavorable versus favorable, disapprove versus approve on the Affordable Care Act. We had updated it in April, and that gap had shrunk to 6 points, and we just updated it again, as you say, after the SCOTUS Supreme Court decision, and now we're down to just a 1-point gap. 47% of Americans say they approve, all in all, of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and 48% say they're disapproved.
Frank, is there anyone left who doesn't rely on a smartphone?
Oh, there are some. You know, we have at least a quarter of Americans who don't even own a smartphone. But among those of us who do own them, new research that we have shows that, boy, the majority of us basically live with the thing day and night. A big percent of Americans say they check it at least hourly. Over half of Americans check it more than once an hour. We have 11% who check it every few minutes. You've seen those kind of people are compulsive having to check the phone. If you get down to young people who have smartphones, it's 1 out of 5 who are checking it every minute. They admit that to us. And another huge percent, over half, say that they check it at least a few times an hour. So this confirms what we see, Dave, when you walk down the street and people are bumping into walls and stepping out in front of traffic because they're checking their smartphones. Most Americans who own them, the clear majority, are routinely checking them at least hourly, but a lot of us much more than that. But all of the data seem to point to the same thing, that we're married, so to speak, to our smartphones.
Well, let's talk about the psychology behind that marriage, guilt and anxiety. Let's start with smartphone guilt.
Actually, Americans tell us that they think the smartphone has made them better off, their lives better off than if they didn't have it. About 70% say their phones have made them better off. At the same time, I think we detect some guilt in there, Dave, because we said, personally, do you use the smartphone more than other people you know? And this is kind of a Lake Wobegon effect. A significant majority of Americans, oh, no, I use the smartphone less than the other people that I'm around all day long, which can't be true mathematically, right? But on the other hand, people say it's been good for their lives. They like it. In general, they think that it's made their lives better.
Would they go into a sense of withdrawal, though, if they were deprived of the use of the phone?
10% of us say we would be very anxious if we lost our smartphone and, quote, couldn't get a new one for a day. In other words, we had to go 24 hours without a smartphone. 10% very anxious, and another 32% somewhat anxious. So that's about 4 out of 10 of us who would begin to shake and have the withdrawal symptoms that you're talking about if we had to go without a smartphone for a day. But, you know, that leaves the rest of Americans who claim at any rate that they could get by for a day without having high anxiety if they lost their cell phone.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.